Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that Odyssey app. It is 509, 74 degrees on this Wednesday, April 23rd, 2025. How's everybody doing today? Third hour of the show. Let's see. Looking at the markets, Dow Jones is up just about 420. NASDAQ is up 407. Standard & Poor's up 88.10. A good day in the markets today, making up earlier losses. Tesla's up 12.77. Amazon's up. Now it was higher during – Amazon was higher during the day, but now it's just up 7.42. Home Depot's up. Nike's up. Boeing Company. GE Aerospace is up. Walt Disney's up. Starbucks is up. Bitcoin is up. Win for everybody. The only thing that is down, and only slightly, 0.06 is Under Armour. And I would imagine because they manufacture a lot of their stuff in a place that's going to be affected by tariffs unless they change up some manufacturing. So Anthony Fauci doubled his net worth. His fortune doubled to $15 million between early 2019 and 2023, a watchdog finds, during worst of the COVID lockdowns. And the lockdowns aside, here is the time when we faced the worst pandemic of our lifetime, of his lifetime, of his professional career. He should have been entrenched in work. Does everybody agree on that, right? You know, here's the guy that was spearheading. This is his wheelhouse. There's a pandemic. And I'm going to leave out, you know, causes, where it came from, and anything else. You know, his job was to, A, have us prepared for something like this, be aware of things like this. But in a time where he should have been working the most of it in his career, the time he should have been focused on his government job. Now, I understand he's one of the highest paid. He was one of the highest paid government employees, but not to become a $15 million net worth. So during this time, he doubled his net worth and his fortune doubled to $15 million. How is that even possible? How is that even possible? I mean, if you're doing other things, if you're out and your primary job is one thing, but you have a couple side gigs and side hustles that you're doing to make money, and something at work goes catastrophically wrong, and you have to focus all your time on it for a few years, that's how bad things are. Don't you think your side gigs and your side hustles would go by the wayside because you'd have to focus on what your primary function is? I would hope so. I would think so. But it assumes that that's not the case here. His fortune doubled, hitting $15 million between early 2019 and the end of 2023 over the course of the pandemic, including during the worst of the draconian COVID lockdowns. Again, that's a side story here. Fauci's net worth was about $7.6 million in January of 2019 before COVID-19 hit and surged to about $15 million by the end of 2023. 141 pages of financial disclosure forms obtained by the watchdog group, The Open Books, revealed. The doctor who previously helmed the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases officially left the government at the start of 2023, later than previously known. His first year in retirement was especially lucrative, where he earned more than $3.5 million alone, the records show. Dr. Fauci's assets soared during the worst of the draconian lockdowns, COVID lockdowns, while families and small businesses struggled through school closures and lost income, the Open Books CEO John Hart said in a statement. Now it's clear the cash kept coming during his first year of retirement. He was rubbing elbows with groups like American Health Insurance Plans, flanked by taxpayer-funded security. Even his wife remained at the top bioethicist at the National Institute of Health. That I did not know. Fauci, 84, earned the highest salary in the government bureaucrat before his retirement, taking in $480,000, almost $481,000 during his first year. He worked in the public service for more than five decades. Despite announcing plans to retire at the end of 2022 and testified before a congressional panel that he stepped down from his government role at that time, Fauci's application for immediate retirement shows that his date of final separation was actually January 6th of 2023. I'll even defend him here because in government service, be it federal government, state government, a lot of times the day you stop working does not coincide with the day you're actually separated. I stopped working and I was retired several months before my official retirement date. Now, I was out, I was done, I wasn't working, I was actually already in the process, and I was already moved when my retirement was finalized. So that's not uncommon. You're actually retired, it's just your paperwork, your sick time. They don't pay you a lump sum, they run it out a lot of times, especially in government. It's not like the private sector where if you have 20 sick days, they're going to pay you for them. If you have X amount of vacation days, they're going to pay you for them. They don't. They'll run that time out for you, so you run the clock, but you are officially retired. Your time just goes on because they owe you that time. So instead of paying you retirement, they're paying you from your PTO, your benefits, and whatever else there is. So I don't think that's a big part of it either. I came back to the NIH in 1972, and I started off as a senior investigator to the section head as one of the labs, the chief laboratory, in 1980, a position I held until I stepped down at the end of 2022, Fauci testified to the select committee of the coronavirus pandemic last year. Fauci had corresponded the NIH officials in late 2022 as he told that his retirement would become official in early January of 2023, just basically what I explained. Retirements from government also often face delays processing because of arcane paperwork filing systems that the Department of Government officially has since worked to reform, that big cave in Pennsylvania. The financial disclosure do not fully explain the source of the money, but provide some hints showing that multiple six-figure trenches of payments he pocketed through 2023 that totaled $1.15 million. The payments include $100,000 in April of 2023, $100,000 that May, $100,000 in June, $150,000 in September, and $700,000 in November of that year. While the disclosures do not explain why or from where he received those funds, it is known that he has delivered various speeches to special interest groups during the time, including the National Association of Chain Drug Stores in April of 2023 and the American Health Insurance Plans in June of that year. Additionally, Fauci participated in events at WorldQuant, an asset management firm, Japan Medical Congress, an imminent series of four events. Around March of 2023, Fauci also sold his book to Penguin Random House for $5 million. The autobiography On Call, A Doctor's Journey in Public Service, hit bookshelves in June of 2024. That move coincided with revelations from a congressional memo that he prompted a paper that dismissed the COVID lab leak theory, something we know is not true now, and actually corrected on government websites. Last week, the White House rolled out a new COVID.gov webpage to promote the lab leak theory that posts the COVID-19 came from the lab in Wuhan, China. Website faults Fauci and promotes the current administration in their efforts to bring that to light. If you remember early on, that was the narrative. It was the China virus, right? No, you can't say that. It was lab leak. No, you can't say that. And then it went, nope. If you even post that, you're going to get banned. Meanwhile, Fauci also landed a gig at Georgetown University as a distinguished university professor in July of 2023. Beyond speaking engagements, Fauci notched $50,000 from Columbia University and $40,000 from the National Academy of Medicine. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy has largely pushed out NIH employees who were close to Fauci. A central figure. Now, why would you? Of course you would. So, as we all suffered through COVID, as we all had our children lose educational standards during COVID, as it kind of rewrote a lot of topics during COVID. It looks like it was very lucrative. One of the problems with government, isn't it? His wife, Dr. Christine Grady, served in NIH's bioethics department until this month. She earned a salary of $243,000 in 2023. I would say average salary for a doctor in government use, so nothing out of the ordinary. After everything we were put through, not only by it itself, but the faulty guidance that was put out, that was spearheaded by him, to see him doubling his net worth and profiting off of it kind of just infects the scab that has been left here. And it's really changed a lot of ways. People have changed. You know, I was talking to my doctor the other day, and you know, he's been continually trying to get me to get my shingles vaccine. And yeah, I should, and I probably will break down sooner or later. But ever since COVID, I've been hesitant on optional vaccines. Listen, I'm not anti-vaccine at all, but as far as the flu shot, as far as shots like shingles and stuff like that, I've become wary. I haven't gotten the flu shot since COVID. I got it. The last time I got my flu shot was when I got my second COVID shot, which I regret to this day. Again, every time I go to the doctor's office, he tries to convince me for shingles. And it's been a no-go since. It's put a different taste in my mouth after everything I've seen, after I've seen the issues with myself with the COVID vaccine, with heart issues and athletic young upper teens, young 20s, people have issues with their cardiac rhythms since the COVID vaccine. And it's all just can't be coincidence. It can't be. As a matter of fact, I know it's not, because it's been studied in depth when it comes to our pilots in the military, to where they've seen a direct correlation. Thankfully, it's short term. But is it? We don't know. And we won't know until it's not short term anymore. And then we have an issue like the burn pits or the water in Camp Lejeune. That'll be the next lawsuit in 20, 30 years.